Engaging thrusters downward.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Thrice with Thrice's Download, coming to you today with the dreaded Monday and its history. Basically just discussing what Monday means, also a little bit more about the days of the week and why we even have 7 days. This is actually just a recap for yesterday, because didn't get to do a podcast yesterday, so just making up for lost time here, bringing you some information, because that's what I promise to do, folks, make you understand better what's going on. So the days of the week were based off of Romans, by the way. They actually were the ones who used most of what we already have, actually all the Latin-based languages, so English is a Latin-based language, Spanish too, they all use Roman-based words. So originally, the days of the week were named by the Romans with the Latin words for the sun, the moon, and the five known planets. And I'm going to get this information right here from www.almanac.com. This is a pretty fun website. It's actually got I'm pretty sure this is the same almanac. Yep, the Old Farmer's Almanac since 1792. This is, you can actually find it in grocery stores. It's kind of something that stuck around as far as a cultural piece of American history. These names have survived in European languages, but English names also reflect an Anglo-Saxon influence. So basically a Germanic Viking kind of Norse influence. So here we go. Gonna go through. This is gonna give you a little understanding of the different names here. Sunday is solis, or for sun in Latin. Dimanche in French. I might not be saying this right. Domanisa and domingo in Spanish, and then Saxon is sun. And then Monday you got lune in Latin, which is for the moon. Lundi in French. Lunedì in Italian, lunes in Spanish, and then the moon for Saxon. Tuesday is martes, which stands for Mars. Mardi, martedì, martes, and then it's T-I-W. I don't know how the hell to pronounce that, but it's a god. It's a Norse god, Tyr, I think. T-Y-R. Basically, equivalent to the Roman god of Mars. Okay, Wednesday is Mercury. Or in Latin, it's Mercuri. I don't know. Trying, you guys. And then Mercredi in French. You got Italian and Spanish. Miércoles in Spanish. I think it's Mercoledì. I've never heard this word. Some of these words in Latin and Italian, so I'm having a little bit of issue. But it's also Woden in Anglo-Saxon, which is like the Norse god Odin, or the Roman Mercury. So all of these days, just kind of throwing this in, all these days are basically references to planets, and that's really where the history comes from. So Thursday is Jupiter, or Jovis, or in Spanish it's Jueves. Friday is Viernes, or Venus. Spanish it's Viernes. And then Saturday is Saturni, and that's in Latin, and Saturn. And then in Spanish it's Sábado. So just to give you a reference of that, but we actually take from the Nordic tradition with Friday, and we say we get it from Frigg, and that's the Norse god of love and fertility. So that's where the Fri comes from. And then we get on Thursday, instead of saying like a Hovis or a Jueves, we use Thur, which is from Thor, the Norse god of thunder. So, and then that also goes back to Wednesday as well, even. So Wednesday, instead of a Mercury-based name, we say Wednesday, and it's Woden in Anglo-Saxon. So just kind of moving quick through this, just to give you guys some information, just to make you think about it. You know, what does that really mean as far as what our, you know, our days are based off of names of planets? If you look at it from the physical sense, it really doesn't matter, right? But if you look at it from astrology, if you know anything about astrology, these have significant meanings. You know, it doesn't have significant meaning to astrological events. But it's kind of like a something that's used in a lot of different magic cultures, is the names of the week and how they pertain to our manifestation. So just something fun to look into. And then even going into the 7 days, because the Romans actually had 8 days. So if you look at it, there's like a bunch of different civilizations that had all sorts of different days. So Emperor Constantine actually adopted the 7-day week. about 321 AD, and it was used for thousands of years before that, but all the different cultures used different days, so he kind of pushed that as, along with Roman Catholic Christianity, he also pushed the seven-day week. So the seven-day week started with the first civilization of the Middle East. Mesopotamia astrologers designated one day for each of the seven most prominent objects in the sky, the sun, the moon, and the five major planets visible to the naked eye. So that's interesting, it actually saying that it originated from Mesopotamia. Fun information here, folks. And this is from thealmanac.com, so just to let you know. Here's another one. The Jews also adopted a seven-day cycle based on the time it took for the Lord to create the universe, as reported in Genesis. Another one is, the Romans adopted different weeks for business reasons. They thought of a week as the 8 days between market days. In West African societies, they preferred four-day market cycles. In Assyria, 6 days was the rule. In Egypt, 10. In China, 15. So, you know, here you have all these different cultures and all these different backings for the days of the week. And it's really fun when you think about it, because there's like this push going for the four-day week, you know, what it all means. And it's interesting because it's just like the whole title of this podcast is The Dreaded Mondays. And if you think about it, it's kind of like because of our seven-day work week and we kind of have this weekend, when the Monday comes around, it's like, oh, we've got to go back to this job that we don't want to do. And it's very interesting because as far as what Monday in its in that magical sense of what the word means or the name and its origin, and there's quantum field theories of when you have a word, it actually has all this consciousness attached to it. It's kind of an interesting thing to look into. But so if I've got this information, I've read a couple days the definitions of the names as far as the energetic connotation and magic connotation with the planets. So I'm going to read one for Monday. Monday is the moon day, and the moon symbolizes attitude, behavior, caring, domesticity, emotions, harmony, home, instinct, intuition, receptivity, responses, rhythm, and sympathy. Monday is the day of remembering and feeling. On this day, I remember and recollect the past and where I have been, where I come from, my heritage, the experiences that have helped shape my life, and the person I have become. I feel rather than think today. I feel rather than think today. Letting my moods into my awareness. Monday is a good day for housework, intimate gatherings of family and close friends, romance and daydreaming. So, and the word that they say about Monday is impression. So that's really interesting. So Monday is a day to really impress upon your week, and this is how I look at it. So what they're saying is Monday is a day to impress upon the rest of your week, to basically be that image that you want to repeat for the rest of the week or make better. You know, so you set your tone, you set your pace for the rest of your week to occur. And that's really an interesting way to look at it, because it's a time for gathering, it's a time for coming back together. And then in that sense, it's kind of goes back to the aspect of community. This is the day we all kind of get our shit together and say, okay, what's going on? What are we doing today? What's going on this week? And that's also with businesses. You know, you get a lot of meetings on Monday, the Monday meeting or Tuesday briefing. It's at the beginning of the week because you got the rest of the week, and then over the weekend, basically people recharge. But again, you got the dreaded Mondays because of that reason. It's like, oh, you know, we got to make up for what we did last week because we didn't make it all the way, you know, through and get what we wanted or achieve the goals that we set. So it's very interesting when you look at these perspectives of days, you know, and what you really do, because it's physical and spiritual all in the same. Because in the physical sense, you can use these days as goal points, as keynotes, in order to say, okay, Mondays are these days. Tuesdays, I do this. Wednesdays, especially for workouts, Wednesdays are my ab days. Thursdays are my calves. You know, so you've got this kind of organization factor when you're working with days, months, and years. But when you go into the spiritual sense, you can dedicate each day to a different lesson, or even in the quantum life sense, get away from spiritual and religiosity. but you can literally say, like, okay, Mondays are for impressions. They're in for impressing upon the rest of the week. You know, Tuesdays are for action, you know, for putting things forward that I'm delaying. I need to just do it. Just do it and get it done, because these things need to be done, and I don't need to worry about getting caught up. Wednesday is for connection, you know, using information.